producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning on this brisk, a little cool morning here in Fargo, North Dakota. Flag Family Radio, this is the Common Sense Club, and I am your host, Leon Francis. I'm on a bit of a high and a low today, especially, you know, when we're talking about my beloved Saints pulling off the victory, pulling off the win. I think that's awesome. But something else, a couple of things have me dejected, have me a little feeling a little under the weather, and it's not because I contracted Ebola or anything. I'm just saying without saying. And we're going to discuss it. We're going to discuss a couple of things that have me concerned in this hour of the Common Sense Club, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air, and extension 1, you know, if you don't have time to come on air and, you know, hobnob with the early morning folks, you're driving to work and that sort of thing, you can just leave it on the rant line, 855-200-1776. I do want to mention one more time, Furniture for Less. If you haven't heard, you can go over there, spend $2,015, and if our Bison pull off another win, 100% of your purchase will be taken care of, meaning you're not going to pay anything. Think about that. I was thinking about that the entire weekend from October 5th. Through October 11th, if you go in and you spend $2,015 or $2,015 at the Furniture for Less store and the Bison pull off another win, then you're covered 100%. I think that's awesome. So just want to say that. That's great. Now, I want to talk about politics for just a little bit before, you know, we speak with Ellen and Blanquita. And I want to give you an example of, you know, folks being engaged in the political process. I'm a Louisiana boy. I think most of you guys know that, you guys and gals. I think most of you know that. So, me growing up in Louisiana, I heard a lot of stories about our governor, Edwin Edwards. I mean, everybody knew these stories about him being this big criminal, everything from racketeering to money laundering, and there were even some conspiracies floated out there that he's got a couple bodies under his belt. I mean, it was that bad. The guy does like 11 years in prison. I mean, he spent over a decade in prison. He got out in 2011. But what I want, he's like 87 years old. He is running again. He threw his hat back into politics again. And he thinks he doesn't see anything unusual about it. He doesn't see anything weird. Now, he's a felon. As a matter of fact, when he was governor, he was a felon, but people still voted for him. The guy's got money. He's kind of influential. You know, he talks a good game, that sort of thing. Folks kept voting for him. And now he is running yet again. He's old school Democrat, too. I mean, when you're talking about a Huey P. Long type. I mean, the guy is an old school Democrat, and nothing. The ends justify the means with these folks. He's throwing his hat back in the ring, and it is my that the folks down there will vote for this felon, this criminal, this gangster, mobster-style guy yet again. Now, I bring that up because that's a story, and you know, close to my hometown. It's in my home state, the state I grew up in. And just to preface the conversation with that, here we have a guy well known for his corruption, but money influences the folks around there. They apparently it doesn't really matter that the guy is just probably one of the worst people you want running anything, let alone your state, you know. But that's where he's going. He's putting his hat back in the ring. He was on. I was just coming off a high of the Saints winning, and then I turned over to Fox News, and here he is giving an interview, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. So I had a little bipolar moment there. I was really happy with the Saints, and then I see Edwin Edwards on TV, and lo and behold, he's telling the folks, hey, I'm running again. What? Now, I said that to say this. We have a couple of issues here in this state. One that's near and dear to my heart, and I think a lot of the folks that I speak to, this is near and dear on their heart. Measure one. And I see, and as a matter of fact, I have the breakdown of the advertisement, the money that's been pouring in, not from North Dakota. Not from North Dakota, but from everywhere else. I think like 5% of the donations come from North Dakota. I think it's less than $2,000. Might be a little over $2,000. But over $1 million pouring into this state from outside to influence what we do here. The folks here in North Dakota said, you know, we want to protect life. That's what we want to do. We think it's abhorrent, you know, that there are folks out there that don't really care about life. And, you know, so we passed. We all agreed by large margins that North Dakotans want to protect life. And so we have measure one. And then outside groups, Planned Parenthood, come in and say, no, we're going to influence this election. And these are not folks from here in North Dakota. And they throw $1 million into the kitty. How does that grab you? How do you feel about that? Now, if Measure One is defeated, and I don't believe it is, and God willing, and, you know, I don't believe it'll be defeated, but I really need the folks out here in common sense land to talk about this issue, to get as many folks as you know to vote yes on Measure One. But how are you going to feel, you know, come Election Day, it is defeated, and not because North Dakotans, you know, do not support life, because we know that we do. How do you feel about the fact that if it's defeated, it will be by outside influences? How does that grab you? Or do you even care? And I say that because, especially with our politics here, I'm not seeing the angst, folks upset. That a lot of picture this. Picture Karl Rove's group bringing in tons of money for Republican candidates. And think about how that would play in the media here. Think about how upset folks would be if something like that were to happen. We always hear about the evil Koch brothers and all of that stuff. How would that play here in North Dakota? And why isn't the reciprocal the same? I don't get it. Are you upset as I am? And what do you plan to do about it? Tell me. 855-200-1776, extension 2. And overall, I'm going to say, overall, We're doing pretty well as Republicans, you know, especially when it comes to fundraising and getting the message out and that sort of thing. I am a little upset and a little worried about the Measure One fight because, again, you get this propaganda mill, and it is funded by Planned Parenthood with over $1 million. Just to say the majority, I'm just going to say all of it, pretty much all of it is from outside of North Dakota. But here in North Dakota, our NDGOP, our candidates here, are doing pretty well. There are a couple of races that I want to talk about later on in the show, concern me. And I want to bring those to your attention, and whatever we can do to make sure that our guys win, we need to do it. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk a little common sense from the left and the right. We're also going to talk a little bit about our speakeasy trivia every Monday. We'll be right back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2 for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We are back. I got a couple of questions. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. This is Flag Family Radio. Call-in numbers are simple, and as always, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air. I have a couple of questions for the Golden Girls and for my listening audience. How confident are you with the way we've been handling this whole Ebola epidemic? And it is, without a doubt, it is the worst Ebola outbreak on record. How do you feel about the way we have handled it to date? And I'm going to talk briefly about some of the things that I've heard, some of the things that I've seen. Nurses here in the United States were all over the media saying that they're not prepared. And we saw that down there in Texas. Is that a caller, this question mark? What's going on there? Anyway. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the guy from the CDC. I think it was on Friday. And he's talking a good game, but something just does not ring true with this guy. And then I'm looking at him, and he was in an interview. The guy says a couple of things that are that contradict themselves. He says that we have a good handle on it, and the interviewer is asking him key questions that he does not know. And one of the things he asked him was, you know, do you think that they handled that properly? And basically what he said was, we're on a learning curve. This is the head of the CDC. Those are folks you really don't want to be on a learning curve, in my humble opinion. And I guess that's my I'm not confident, and I should be. We're America. I mean, if any place is prepared to deal with a crisis situation, I think it's America. But I am not confident. Blanquita, are you confident in the CDC here, this administration, all of the folks that are supposed to be protecting us from something like this, are you confident in their abilities?
No, I'm not confident. You know I'm not confident. I was laughing because, you know, there's a difference between, in some ways, I think I saw the same guy you saw, and I saw another fellow this morning. And in one manner speaking, they don't want the American people to panic. I get it. I understand. I don't want the American people to panic either.
They're not doing a good job of that. I'm panicking.
They're not. Well, they're not dealing with it. They're also treating people kind of like they're arrogant and stupid when they ask questions that they are going to know that Americans are going to have on their mind. And also, I don't see right now a result at the airports and other place ports of entry where there is enough caution or departure, I should say, where there's enough caution or precaution on people who might be ill. And so, I mean, I think that maybe the best thing is that they would look at the spokespeople that they have and try to teach them how to be able to deal with the tough issues better when it comes to disease like this.
And something else, and I don't know how this is going to grab you, so you might want to sit down for this one.
Okay, I
saw, good deal, I saw a report that we are here in America. How prepared do you think we are, like if we're talking about beds in America, how many patients could we see right now that we're fully prepared to treat? How many do you think?
I don't know. Maybe about a couple of thousand. I'm going to lowball it because I really don't know that we're prepared at all.
And we're not.
Because I think the fact of the matter is I believe that we are not looking at this as a widespread epidemic that's going to hit this country, and it probably is not. But it would be nice to know that there is some matter of preparation, not even for this disease, but for, let's say, any kind of natural disaster.
And I'm going to tell you this. We have the best doctors in the world, bar none. I believe that. And I'm not taking anything away from our doctors here. But if we're looking at a medical isolation unit in the entire United States that are capable of handling infected Ebola patients, we only have 23. 23. As a matter of fact, 23 beds, because we have four of these medical isolation units in the entire United States. Four. And they are fully prepared to treat 23 Ebola patients at the same time. I think that's nuts. Emory University.
It is nuts, okay? It is nuts. But the thing of it is, I don't think that we have to. I think the most important thing is to, you know, it's the old British line, stay calm and carry on. It's trying to be able to stay calm, be focused, and make things happen so that we don't have a widespread panic. I think what we need to do is make sure that our leadership encourages each state to be prepared and try to determine what they're going to do. That's the responsibility of governors. I mean, even when you have, for example, a natural disaster, a hurricane, a tornado, the declaration has to start from the governor first and goes to the president. So I think it's going to be very important for each governor, for every state, to be working very closely and trying to make sure that that situation is improved upon.
And I agree. We got to bring it back down to the state level. Make sure that our folks here are, you know, have a good handle on it. And absolutely do not depend on the CDC and those folks. We need to handle this ourselves, as a matter of fact.
You know, let's say, you know, whether it happens in any state, if there was a natural disaster or a small case of a disaster, where would people be taken to? And what would be the immediate response?
Right.
Because I think that's a responsibility of the state to pull its act together, because, as you said, you can't really rely upon them to be accurate.
I feel a brownie, you're doing a great job moment coming in Obama's immediate future. I remember when Bush said that to the guy down there with FEMA, and man, egg all over his face. But I feel that coming on.
But here's a quick story. I worked for FEMA, okay? And I worked for FEMA for George Bush's father.
Blanquita, the music is cutting our conversation short. Tomorrow, I'm going to have you finish that story for us, because right now, you know, I'm not too confident. But thank you for coming on this morning. Absolutely. We'll be right back right after this.
Question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
October is a great time to head for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Minnesotans have the MEA weekend coming up, and also North Dakotans have a break as well for the fall, middle of October. Some great opportunities to take the whole family and head to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Walker, Minnesota itself is a treasure, but the resort is phenomenal. The 502 restaurant, the Copper Door Aveda Spa, the meeting rooms, the pool, the sauna, the rooms themselves, condo hotels, they're absolutely fantastic. And there's some great deals at ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. How about this? Through the end of November, any Sunday through Thursday, Chase is offering a buy one night, get the second night free. Just call 888-CHASE-06. One more time, 888-CHASE-06. Or go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott. Spa, dining, bike rentals, and more. See you at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
All right. I guess the only thing that could pull me out of the doldrums on a Monday, maybe I'm down and dejected because it's a Monday. Maybe that's the problem. And so I think what I need to do is this evening, after I knock off work and go see the football game over there at Shanley, my son's playing, so there you go. But after all that, I probably should go over to the speakeasy because they have, Mondays, they have half-price appetizers. And they also have, you know, the back to the 80 pricing on things like lasagna, spaghetti, the snuggle buggy, barbecue ribs, ravioli, chicken. I can't pronounce the last part of that dish because I am not Italian, but it's awesome. Every time we go there, I have Nick just, you know, pronounce all of the words that I can't. But the fact of the matter is, there's no better way to pull your Monday out of the dumps than to go over there to Speakeasy Restaurant, back to the 80s pricings, meaning you're not paying 2014 pricing. You're paying 1980s prices, and it is all great. Not to mention, the happy hour is awesome. Monday, especially on Mondays and Tuesdays, just go over there and check out the happy hours. I'm not even sure how much I can tell you about alcoholic beverages on air, but there you go. Check them out because they're awesome. So I think that's what I'm going to do to pull myself out of the doldrums. And I'm also, a little music might help me out here. Just a little music. So we're going to do our back to the 80s speakeasy trivia. If you get the right name and song, the artist and the name of the song, we'll give you some gift certificates to the speakeasy over there in Moorhead. So let's roll the first song.
Call.
1776 extension 2. If you got the answer, and get those speakeasy gift certificates to pull yourself out of the Monday doldrums. And I think we can cut the music. I think we have a winner already. I just enjoy listening to that music. Even though today you couldn't make a song like that. Hey, you, get out, get into my car. Yeah, you can't go around doing that sort of thing. Morgan, out in Fargo, you got an answer for me?
Ocean, get out of my dreams and into my car.
good deal, Morgan. And with me, I just like listening to that music. It was a different feel back then. You know, it was just really good. It puts you in a good mood, and maybe that's what I need to get myself out of the doldrums, the Monday doldrums. Morgan, you stay on the line. My producer will get your information, and we'll get those speakeasy gift certificates right out to you.
Great. Thanks, Leon.
Not a problem. Now, we're going to go to our second song in this countdown. And if you know the song, the name of the song and the artist, pick up the phone, 855-217-76, extension 2, and win those gift certificates to the Speakeasy restaurant over there in Moorhead. So let's roll that second song. I'm just going to do an itty bitty miny mo on this. Let's go to Aaron out in Fargo. So you think you got an answer for me, Aaron?
Yeah, Kenny Loggins, Footloose.
Oh, Kenny Loggins, Footloose, absolutely. I was chair dancing right now, man. I got my cables all tied around me because of the Footloose dancing I was doing. And if you ever saw me dancing, you know how comical that looks. Anyway, there you go. Thanks for playing, Aaron. And hopefully these Speakeasy gift certificates will pull you out of your Monday doldrums. So hang on the line.
Deal.
Good deal. Hang on the line, and my producer will get your information and get those gift certificates right out to you. So, and that's every Monday. That's what we do. We give you a little 80s music to lighten your mood, and we give away these Speakeasy gift certificates so you can go out there to the Speakeasy restaurant and out there in Moorhead, Minnesota, 80s pricings. For on every Monday, and that's every Monday, it's 80s pricing on things like lasagna and the snuggle buggy and rigatoni and the seafood fettuccine, and it goes on and on and on. So if you want to, I don't know, maybe you had a good weekend and the Monday is always kind of dragging. There's no better way to pick yourself up than to head over to the Speakeasy restaurant. One, you're going to pay 1980s pricing on today, not 2014, 1980. So that's always good. And then if you listen to a couple of feel good songs, morning and you have the name and the name of the artist, you can get gift certificates and go out there and just have a blast on us. So that's always awesome. A Speakeasy restaurant. A Speakeasy. It's awesome. The whole thing. Anyway, we were talking before we went to break about a number of things, Ebola being one of them. And I have Howard in Fargo. Are you still there? Hey, Howard? Oh.
Yeah. Hello.
Okay. There we go. Got you now, Howard. So, what's on your mind this morning, Howard?
Well, it's not a good word to put that stuff in, worried about Ebola. I'm wondering if they got back people from over there with Ebola tested positive. They take some down to Atlanta, and they take some over. Now they got some going to Omaha, Nebraska over here. Why are they spreading them all over the United States instead of just sending them all to one place and get them cured?
And see, that's the kind of common sense that kind of eludes the folks that are in charge now. I seriously, that makes sense to me. But the thing that would make even more sense is if we had in every state a facility that could house and contain and deal with an outbreak of like this. I mean, you would just think that. I mean, inherently, you would think that the folks in charge would have that in place at the very least, and we don't. Our infrastructure is horrible when you're looking at this stuff. We have, in Emory University, we have 3 beds for, you know, Ebola or diseases like this. So that's 3. At St. Patrick's Hospital ICU isolation unit, it has 3 beds. And the National Institute of Health Special Clinical Studies in Bethesda has 7 beds. And then in Nebraska, you have 10 beds. So if you add all those up, there's 23 beds, and that's from coast to coast to deal with an epidemic. I mean, to me, it blows my mind. It blows my mind. And then to hear the folks coming on, all over the media. And at first, they're fine. They get out there, they do their talking points, and you're like, okay, they got a pretty good handle. And then with the first question, you're like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm listening to the guy, I think it was on Friday, telling us how well the situation down there in Texas was handled. And then the interviewer just started asking just basic questions. And it was immediately apparent to me and to that interviewer that this guy didn't know what the heck he was talking about, and they do not have a handle on the situation. It blows my mind. Howard, you can either hang on the line, and we'll come back to you after the break if you have anything else to add, or you can just listen off air. Thanks for calling in. Anyone else out there can do the same. 855-217-76 extension 2 when we get back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes. Twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I am your host of the Common Sense Club, Leon Francis, and we've been having a conversation this morning. Mondays are about pretty much, you know, you're dragging a little bit. You're dragging. It's a Monday. We were speaking about the Ebola outbreak, a couple of things, and money and politics. I still have Howard. Howard, anything else you wanted to add? We were talking about Ebola and whether or not we thought that the folks that are in the know and in charge are actually doing their jobs. And it's my opinion that they absolutely are not. And I want to know why do we give so much money to that organization? And to me, they are completely unawares, and a level of incompetence that almost borders on, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but orchestration. I mean, it seems to be that there's no way these people can be this incompetent. And that's just my humble opinion. Howard, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, but it seems like it's not just, you know, it's not just, hey, it's everything that they turn up. Obamacare, everything going just fine. They don't have a clue what the heck they're talking about. IIS, they don't know what the heck they're talking about. Everything is just fine. They don't know what the heck they're talking about. They either got the worst liars in the world,
That's a given.
Confident thoughts. I just don't understand it. I mean, if I did my job that bad, I'd be gone. If you did your job that bad, you'd be gone.
And
these people don't go anywhere. They just
that's the problem. And see, that's the problem. If I saw any accountability anywhere, one of my listeners says, if we wanted to defeat ISIS, maybe they should stick the IRS on them, because that's the only agency that he fears. And I agree, man. Yeah. And he also says that, you know, I agree with this. One of my listeners say, you know, we're being too nice to ISIS. We should promise them if they behead another American, we will level Mecca. Or some other major Muslim only. Oh, wow. Yeah, if that happened, World War IV. I think we've been fighting WW3 for a while now. We just haven't declared it. But, yeah, that would be the mother of all wars if that were to happen. But, anyway,
we have nobody in charge that has any guts at all to stand up to anybody. I mean, back when we had leaders that would stand up and tell you exactly how it is and do it.
Yeah.
Now we got a leader that'll hem-haw around and not do a cotton-picking thing, except kiss your grip.
I love it. Yeah, but the fact of the matter is... Obama is a Marxist. Make no mistakes about it. That's what he is. He also believes that he's a global citizen. He believes that I heard some pinhead on the I think he was on Fox News somewhere that said something to the effect that we have to be involved in Liberia because we caused that country to come into existence because of slavery, basically pulling out the race card, saying that we have a obligation. You know, to allow those Liberians over here or vice versa, because we basically created that country. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Really? We're going to pull the race card out dealing with Ebola?
Don't even get me started on the race card.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of baloney that's going, all that is hey, get over it. It's all we're saying, it's taken care of, it's all we're get over it. If you have racism, it's in your mind. That's the only place it is.
Absolutely. Thanks, Howard, for the conversation. Yeah, let's run that off-air call also.
Mr. Francis, have you ever considered that the powers that be may want a widespread Ebola epidemic? It would sure keep people from going out in public and showing up where there might be a lot of people, like at the polls in November. What better way to fundamentally change the once great United States of America?
And see, I've heard that. And this caller isn't the first person to float that idea. I've heard this before. Absentee ballots, guys. That's all I'm absentee ballots. Because if that is the operating, I can't. I'm not going to say that. You know, that's the plan here. What I think the plan is to get us to have a vested interest in this Ebola epidemic. Make no mistake, I do believe that if America did spend its resources and its capital, and that's our brain power, our money, our facilities, we could probably find a cure for Ebola. I believe that. But I don't want to be forced into that situation. I don't want to be Overton windowed into that situation. And that's what I think is going on. I think we're lax because folks want Ebola in America because we'll deal with it. And I think that's wrong. Stay tuned for Scott and Todd for What's on Your Mind right after this. Talk about the money. Talk about the money in politics from outside of North Dakota, in North Dakota, on What's on Your Mind. We'll be right back right after this.
800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you need to say happy birthday,
happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.